Chapter 1. Academic Skills. Audio 1.1. Part 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my presentation about two Canadian provinces, Alberta and Saskatchewan. You may wonder, why these two provinces? Well, both of them are prairie provinces. They have a lot in common because of their geographical proximity. Yet, there are also many differences between them. So, that's what I'll tell you about today. I'll compare different features of Alberta and Saskatchewan. I'll talk about their geography, climate, demographics, and economies. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to ask me anytime. Don't be afraid to interrupt me. So, let's start.
Part 2.
First, I'll tell you a bit about the geographical location of these provinces. If you look at the map here, you can see that both provinces are landlocked, which means they don't have access to a large body of water, such as an ocean or sea. Also, both of them border the United States. Notice here that the border line corresponds with the line of latitude and is almost straight. So, let's compare the climate in both provinces. Because they are next to each other geographically, their climates are similar in many ways. In Saskatchewan, the central and eastern parts of the province have a humid continental climate, which changes into a drier climate to the west. In the northern parts of the province, the climate is subarctic. Winds in Saskatchewan are usually dry. Warm winds blowing from the west, called Chinooks, bring periods of mild weather, even in winter. The same winds blow in Alberta. As mentioned, Alberta's climate is in many ways similar to that of Saskatchewan. The major difference is caused by the Rocky Mountains, which make Alberta's climate drier and cooler than Saskatchewan's.
Part 3.
Now, let me tell you a bit about the economy and natural resources in both provinces. Alberta and Saskatchewan are the two largest oil-producing provinces in Canada, with Alberta first and Saskatchewan a distant second. Saskatchewan, meanwhile, is the world leader in potash and uranium exports. An emphasis on agriculture and farming are other similarities. Alberta and Saskatchewan share many agricultural crops, including wheat, canola, flax, rye, and oats. They are also the two largest producers of beef cattle in the country, again with Alberta in the lead. Alberta also produces large quantities of softwood lumber, wood pulp, and newsprint. Forestry is also significant in Saskatchewan, but to a lesser extent. And here's a little interesting tidbit for you. Did you know that Alberta is the leading beekeeping province in Canada? And it's also the leading producer of Plains buffalo or bison for the consumer market. Overall, the major difference between the two economies is that Alberta's economy is much larger. Alberta's GDP, or gross domestic product, is about 5 times larger than Saskatchewan's. Alberta is the richest province in Canada, on a per capita basis, largely because of its oil and natural gas production. But one final note on something important that these two provinces have in common. Even though Alberta's economy is much larger, the economies of Alberta and Saskatchewan have been growing faster in recent years than any other Canadian provinces. Now, let's move on to population. From statistical data, you can tell that Saskatchewan is less populated than Alberta. It has about 1 million people, while Alberta's population is about 3.5 million. That's another reason why Alberta's economy is larger. In recent years, Alberta and Saskatchewan have enjoyed the highest rates of population growth in Canadian history. If we look at the ethnic diversity of both provinces, Saskatchewan's largest ethnic group is German, then English, Scottish, Irish, and Ukrainian. Likewise, in Alberta, the immigrant population is predominantly English, Scottish, Irish, German, and Ukrainian. As my presentation comes to an end here, I would like to do a quick review. I talked about similarities and differences between Alberta and Saskatchewan in the areas of geographical location, climate, natural resources, economy, and population. I also pointed out factors that shape those similarities. Now, is there anything that I missed or that you are particularly interested in and would like to know more about? Does anyone have any questions?